Man, I was thinking a little bit more saucy than that. I don't know. She calls me snickerdoodles, right? Snickerdoodles.
Stop telling people your secret.
I know. We'll cut this part out. We'll cut this part out. It's fine.
Hello, and welcome to Business Beyond Usual. This is our first ever partners-only episode, an open forum to talk about our partners behind their backs. My name is Virginia Miles, and I'm the better half of BBU host you all know and love, Marjace Miles. How'd I do?
Wow. She's even better than me at introducing podcasts. Well, as aforementioned, my name is Marjace Miles, and I am excited to be joining my wife and three other awesome Ross partners here for our first partners episode.
I think I know at least one of you, probably seen your faces somewhere around, but let's just go around quickly and say your first and last name and a pet name that your partner calls you the most.
We can start over there.
My name's Eric Bartels, and I guess she just calls me E a lot. It's very simple.
Very cute.
Hi, my name is Alessandra Chen Feng, and my partner calls me Allie.
Allie, nice.
Mm-hmm. My name's Larissa Jones, and my partner calls me Lars.
Lars?
Yeah, not my favorite, but it definitely stuck.
Yeah. Man, I was thinking a little bit more saucy than that. I don't know. She calls me snickerdoodles, right? Snickerdoodles.
Very nice.
And I think honey bunches of oats?
Yeah. That's mine.
I call her honey bunches of oats. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is quite a bit to say.
Yeah. Anything else? All right. Wow, this is going to be fun. The episode will be broken into three parts. First, an intro into who you are. Us Rosslers call it an odyssey. Second, we'll go over life as an NBA partner, life in Ann Arbor.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes, we want to make it very candid and very open. Nothing is left behind here. And then finally, we'll have a newlywed style game where we'll see how well you know your partners, at least the Ross half of your partners, and prizes will be given. You guys excited? Ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, well, we'll start off with the Odyssey part so we can get a chance to know you guys a little bit better. Virginia, would you like to kick it off?
Sure, babe. So I come to Ann Arbor by way of Southfield, Michigan. I've grown up in Michigan all my life, so I'm used to all this crazy weather. We can skip the gritty parts. I graduated then from Eastern Michigan University, go EMU, with my bachelor's in social work. And I'm still serving in social services now, from 2014 up until today even. I've been working with families of children who have intellectual and developmental disabilities, so some autism, Down syndrome, cognitive impairment, things like that. After we leave Ross, I am hoping to take a break from social work. I want to pursue some hobbies and interests that have kind of taken a backseat to my full-time career, and hopefully we can do it in Chicago.
Yeah, maybe. She's been my sugar mama for the last 2 years, so I said that she can take a break. So for the next 2 years, she can explore some stuff. Very cool.
Yes.
Eric, you want to go ahead?
Yeah. So came from Colorado, born and raised. Grew up in the suburbs, I guess. Lived in Denver, went to school in Fort Collins, so didn't really ever get very far. Then came out here. We did MBA, or my partner's in MBA too, so we've been here for about a year and a half. Not too surprised by the winners, but and I was working as a landscape architect back in Denver, doing the same thing out here. Surprisingly enough, there's more work than my previous bosses led me to believe, but it's been good.
Landscape architect.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second?
It's like regular architecture, but everything but the building.
Everything grows.
Yeah, so like plants, roads, urban development, city planning.
Yeah.
Anything but like the physical building and electrical and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
I sit at a desk all day. It's all right.
All right. So you don't get a chance to actually put your hands on things or not?
I mean, I can go outside and kind of put my hands in the dirt a little bit, get a feel for it, but
that's
very cool.
That's about it. Very cool.
Awesome.
Who wants to go next?
Okay. So I'm Allie, and I'm a pharmacist. I work here in the U.S., with the same job as I did in Brazil. Actually, we moved from Brazil to here. and I work with clinical trials. I'm like an audit, so I go around the hospitals to see if the trials are done correctly. And I've stopped a little bit because I had a baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's 4 months now, so aww. I'm almost there to come back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully we can stay here for a longer period mm-hmm. because my husband is also trying to have a job here. But we can be here for a while mm-hmm. because of my visa. And, well, hopefully a warmer place because we've came from a tropical country. So the weather was like a very big surprise for us. Mm. So, yeah, hopefully a warmer place.
Fair enough.
What part of Brazil?
São Paulo.
Oh, São Paulo. Oh, yeah. I heard it's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. A big city. Very busy.
And what is the little one's name?
Nicole.
Nicole.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a good one. Nicole. Mm-hmm.
All right, Larissa, you're up.
All right. I come from the Bay Area in California. So I've lived there my whole life. I went to college there. I went to UC Berkeley. Go Bears. So I was very used to the gold and blue, even though it's blue and maize. I get it, but
close enough.
Big fan of the colors still. So I grew up there. And from there, I graduated and started working in wine sales. And I was doing that for a few years until we came out here to Ann Arbor. And now I'm doing vodka sales and distributor management for Stoli Vodka. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And so do you get to try the product before you sell it?
I do, yeah. And we were actually the vodka that was used in the Jell-O shots for the OFB bus before that game. Yeah.
I think I got a free shirt from
this. We do have a free shirt from that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We can't wear it right now. It's a little cold.
Yes.
But
yeah. It's a tank top, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we got a few months. Yeah. Maybe like six.
We'll find some time.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So needless to say, I'm not used to the snow or the polar vortex.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
been a struggle, but a fun one.
We're going to talk about the weather in Ann Arbor and stuff like that in the next section. I'm very excited to hear people coming from tropical places yeah. to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of what they think about Michigan weather. Yeah. When we come back from a short commercial break, it's about to get real. I want to know exactly how is it being a partner of an MBA student?
Dun, dun, dun. Actually, it's kind of terrible. No, just kidding.
Just kidding. Business Beyond Usual is brought to you by the Partners Club at Ross, also known as PCAR. PCAR is dedicated to supporting the needs of partners and families of students in all Ross graduate programs. We offer information, advice, and other resources to prospectives and incoming partners and their families to facilitate a smooth transition to U of M life. We also provide an instant network of friends from around the world ready to explore Ross, the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and beyond. PCAR's robust calendar of events caters to all partners and their students and their families living and visiting Ann Arbor, including those who are employed, seeking work in school, or caring for family, or unable to work in this country. PCAR enables members to take full advantage of the Ross experience with their significant others. Thank you, PCAR, for sponsoring today's show. Have you guys participated in any PCAR events?
Yeah.
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 They're always pretty good. It's usually kind of a regular crowd. Okay. You know, the new semester and everything comes around and you get to meet new people, mm-hmm. which is always good. Everybody seems pretty eager to do so.
Mm-hmm. I just went yesterday to one for the international PCAR members. So every country would bring a different dish.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I brought from Brazil. Either way, my face doesn't look like Brazil. I brought a Brazilian dish.
That's awesome. Yeah, I went to a great succulent potting class that I still have. I don't really know if it's alive or not, but it sits there, and hopefully it'll make it through the winter.
You don't have to eat too much.
I've done nothing. I birthed it, maybe, yes. but that's it. Yeah.
So actually, I went to a PALS event, which is sort of a branch from the PCAR group, Palaces for Partners and Littles. Mm-hmm. And they did an Easter egg hunt, which was, like, super cute. And there was, like, coloring pages and healthy snacks and eggs everywhere that were very easy for the toddlers to find. Yeah. But I think they had a lot of fun, and our daughter, of course, enjoyed it. Yes. So that was good. I'm glad they do things for the kids as well.
Oh, yeah. I also participated in the Halloween one.
Oh, yeah. The Halloween is so cute.
I brought my baby was 1 month. And I dressed her up with the old lady hat. I made it, like, with cotton, you know?
Yeah, cotton balls. It was so cute. I'll show you a picture. It was adorable. All right. It is time to get real. So we'll ask a series of questions. We can either round table it, or if somebody wants to raise their hand and be the first one to answer the question. But we really just want to know very candidly what your experience has been like so far being a partner of a roster. So, Virginia, would you like to ask the first question?
Yeah. So what were your expectations for these 2 years? And what's been the biggest surprise so far?
I'll start. So coming into this, I think everybody kind of scared us a little bit, or not scared, but gave us, like, false expectations. Like, you're never going to see your student and all that stuff. And, I mean, we have dinner together every night. Like, I don't think it's that big a deal. Everybody's like, the weather's all, like, super bad in Ann Arbor. And it's like, it's really not that bad.
He's from Colorado. Remember that.
So, like, it's the only difference. It's just a little less sunny. But I think it's been fine.
And any big surprises?
There's a lot more to do out here. Everybody thinks, like, oh, Ann Arbor, it's kind of like in its little bubble. And I mean, it kind of is, but there's so many things to do. Like, the drive to Detroit, it's right there. Mm-hmm. Even to Chicago, also super quick. And plus, in town, there's restaurants and bars and friendly people galore. So it's been a nice surprise. Like, we were actually like, maybe we should stick around for a year or so, but it's like, oh, we'll move on and figure out something else. But it's like, I wouldn't have been bummed about that.
I'll go next. So I think the biggest challenge for me was to leave everything behind from our country, from our family, and come just the two of us here. And in the beginning, like, I didn't have a job. I was waiting for the visa and everything. So I was, like, getting used to the city by myself, because NBA ones are so, so occupied. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to, like, oh, come here, help me out with something, you know? So I understood his side, and I just went out, explored. And I think my biggest surprise was that I have a lot of people, friends, that has the same situation as me, like, especially the internationals, because they left everyone and came here. So we formed a very big group of friends, and actually we're very, very close friends now, because we have encountered the same challenges, and now we are, like, going ahead and helping the other ones that are coming, because we felt that way when we came. So yeah, I think that was the biggest surprise for me, having common friends and that are very open-minded, wanted to, like, help each other. So that felt me, made me feel like home.
So, full honesty, my expectations were, I just didn't know what to expect. I came into this, you know, growing up and living in the Bay Area, I'd never lived longer than 30 minutes away. So I just wanted to get out of my comfort zone and move somewhere pretty far away. So the expectations were, let's just see what happens. And in full honesty, it's exceeded all expectations. You know, just the group of people at Ross and the Partners Club have been some of the greatest people I've met so far. Biggest surprise would have to be Detroit. So I actually spend a lot of time at work in Detroit because I work in a lot of the bars and restaurants and that scene downtown. So that's been really fascinating to watch, because I know it's come a long way from, you know, 08 and the crash of that. So it's been pretty incredible to see it come up and rise. And it's actually a pretty great place and some great restaurants out there. So I suggest if anyone visits Detroit to go check it out.
I love hearing that. Being a local Detroiter, been here all my life, so I saw 80s, 90s, 2000, and now I guess it's the 10s. I don't know this. Seeing all that and seeing the resurgence and stuff like that, I love my city. I always see the beauty in it. Right. But to see somebody from the Bay, which is so beautiful to say that about my city.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I come home and tell my partner all the time. She's like, you're obsessed with Detroit. And I'm like, I know. I can't help it.
And rightfully so. All right. So this next question is, how involved are you at Ross? So Partners Club events as well as other social activities. What have you guys gotten into so far? We can do Larissa first.
Great. Yeah, I've definitely been involved with PCAR. I've gone to a few events with them. Great group of people. And also OFB. So that's Out for Business, which is the LGBTQ plus group at Ross. So I'm pretty involved with them. My partner is as well.
And there's an event coming up, right?
There is.
Are you participating?
Be Gay is at Necto, which is a great club in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Stoli is on the menu, so I'll be there. There'll be more tank tops.
All right.
Yeah, so that'll be great. And Be Gay is essentially a drag show.
Yeah.
Which it should be awesome, yes. Which I'm sure you guys have seen.
Want to keep going around?
Yeah. Okay. So besides PCAR events, I also participate on Braza group. So when we have the barbecue, Braza is the biggest event for us. So we have to gather everyone out and get together with the newcomers, the new students. So we have to do all from scratch, like buy the meat, do the decoration, and it is very busy for us. Not only this, but also the other one, the Taste of Ross. So everything like related to Braza, it's like food. So we have to like prepare ourselves for that. Yeah. And now we have the Latin vibes.
Yeah.
I cannot go because of my baby. Oh. But last year, it was such a fun event, like to dance and everything. It is very, very nice event.
Yeah, actually, we're getting to go tonight, and we're going to be on stage.
Yeah!
I'm excited. I've got my whole outfit picked out. I'm going to be covered in glitter.
Yes.
Take a lot of photos.
You will?
Enjoy for us.
I'm finding that glitter everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to cleaning that up. And just so to clarify for the audience, Braza stands for?
Brazilian community.
Okay, Brazilian community. Okay.
I guess, just involved with Ross in the form that, I mean, I help out with risky business stuff every once in a while whenever they need help with that kind of thing. It's mostly just tearing tickets at the front door at the shows. or I don't get to make it to a lot of, like, a lot of the PCAR events that are during the day and stuff just because I work outside of town. But it's mostly just informal, like, hey, we're going to go meet a bunch of other Rossers and grab drinks, which I'm always down for, so that works out. But that's, I guess that's kind of my extent of involvement with Ross.
So do you feel that there is a pretty wide range with partners, whether they're very involved in going to all the events, PCAR and otherwise, and some that are kind of, you know, that work full time or maybe stay to themselves a little bit more?
Yeah, I definitely think it varies, which is great. You know, you don't feel like you have to go to every single event. And then when you do show up, you're still very included and you still know a lot of people. And I think that's really great.
Absolutely.
It's very welcoming.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I always feel super welcome, especially with a lot of students. They look for me at events now when he shows up and I don't come.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you guys think about Ann Arbor?
I think they are very welcoming people because I do pottery and I found a studio here that's called Potter's Guild, and actually they are like, come, learn. You know, like everyone is like so positive, you know, like they want you to learn from scratch. I know already pottery, but they like, come, I'll teach you how to do clay. I will teach you how to do the glaze, you know. So it's a very good community because everyone wants to help. It's not like I will do mine, you will do yours, you know. Although it's a class with everyone's level, different levels, but everyone like, come, I know that you are a new student, I will teach you this or I'll give you tips on this, you know. So I feel this warming coming from Ann Arbor community.
That's awesome. I like Ann Arbor a lot. So I went to school in Fort Collins in Colorado. And Ann Arbor is kind of just very similar. Everything's based around the college. There's a cool downtown area. Everybody's really friendly, which is always a good thing. I've been to some places and people aren't that friendly. But Ann Arbor is great. Yeah, like everybody's friendly. Like we ride bikes quite a lot, so it's been awesome for that. Just got to pick and choose your roads. Some of them aren't that great, but
that's the ugly.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Might get hit by a car.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ann Arbor's cool. I don't really have too many bad things to say about it. Everything's been positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of took my line. I always tell people that I lived in Berkeley and I went to Berkeley, and Ann Arbor reminds me so much of it, but with a Midwestern niceness.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. And in inclusion, and I work with a lot of the restaurants down here, so I've met a lot of those owners who have been here for like 30 years, and they're just incredible, and they all know each other, so it's a pretty cool vibe that way.
Yeah.
The ugly, I don't know. God, it's like honestly hard. The food's great.
Yeah,
okay. That's no joke. Awesome. Food's awesome.
Yeah.
The roads, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the roads are rough. Yeah. Driving on game days.
Oh, yeah.
Driving. I don't.
Awful.
I just don't. Yeah.
We like, if we're not going to the game, like we'll go ride bikes because nobody's on the road because everybody's avoiding it.
But you know what? Something very, very interesting. Like I came from a big city, and actually because the Ann Arbor received so many people because of the games, I thought that the traffic would be so, so crazy. But actually, people understand each other. Mm-hmm. And the city works itself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, although it's such a big such a big population coming for one game, it's still like you can't drive within the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick and choose your times.
Yeah. Right.
Find a parking spot and don't leave it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, game day in Ann Arbor is like a Tuesday in New York City. You know, like rush hour, seriously.
Exactly. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Manhattan, like over the break, and that was crazy.
Yeah.
Ann Arbor's not that bad compared to this.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Okay. I'll say the Ann Arbor Target is usually picked over.
Yeah.
So I always go out to Ipsy.
Oh,
I'm like the biggest Ipsy fan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always, their Target's great. See, now everyone knows. Don't go there.
Can't take our spot.
Right? All right, so had a question. This one, I guess, is specifically to the NBA 2 partners. What will you miss the most when you when your time here in Ann Arbor is over?
I think I'm going to mostly miss kind of like the people I've met here. And, you know, like when you're somewhere for a long enough, you kind of create your community and like the things you're used to and people you're used to doing those things with. I think that just because, I mean, there's like the biking community, there's tons of people that I've met that it's going to be weird not hanging out with them. So I think just that community of people, even though, I mean, during the week I spend most of my time like to myself just because I'm super busy. But I think like the community is what I'm going to miss the most.
I think also the friends that I've made, especially with the internationals, and also the city that I feel safe and that things work, you know, and people are so kind. So I think that is something that I will miss a lot.
Larissa, you can weigh in too, actually.
Oh,
I know it's a year away.
I got some time, and I guess I'll mirror all of that. I think it'll be the people.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Hopefully we end up in a spot with a lot of other people.
I probably feel the exact same way, but I hear a lot of rosters might end up in Chicago.
Yeah.
So if we go there, then we'll still be around people.
That is true.
You could always come back. It's not that far.
Yeah, that is true.
Right.
Exactly.
So what I'm trying to do, and I don't know if I should say it on the podcast, but I'm trying to find a 2020 that's buying or not buying season tickets for the football game. Make them buy it. I'll pay for the tickets. And so I got season tickets for next year, and I can just
stop
come
telling
back.
People your secret.
I know. See, we'll cut this part out. We'll cut this part out.
It's fine.
You gotta get one of those big Winnebagos and like come 2 days early.
Oh yeah.
And get your parking spot.
Yeah.
And then just for those 2 days, sit out in lawn chairs and prep for the game.
We got a NBA 2 who's a Penn State for undergrad, huge Penn State fan. Him and like 8 of his friends came down here for the Penn State game. And I don't know if you guys remember it, but we beat him like, beat him like a drum. So it was a long drive home, to say the least. So hopefully I come out here for a great game when we do come back. So, yeah.
Okay, I've got a good one. Marjace, you should close your ears. Everybody tell me, what is one thing that has been annoying you this entire time and you haven't said it out loud?
Humidity. I mean, I come from a very spoiled place, but I didn't quite realize what humidity was for real. But that didn't last very long. So that's it. That's all I got.
I think the scheduling, like their schedule are so, so tight that sometimes I feel that I have to create an event to see from my partner to see me, you know?
Yeah. Get on the calendar.
I have a Google calendar that I can like, read, so I know what's happening.
Sometimes he says, it's not on my calendar, so I don't know. So like, okay, I will put that we have like dinner.
It's a real thing.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to make it work.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything that's unsaid. I think I'm pretty, I mean, nicely, but vocal about things that annoy me, especially after a beer or two. But I'm not a fan of how people drive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's anywhere, but.
No, I've seen it. I know what you mean.
You guys know firsthand.
Okay.
Those freeways are crazy. You can cut that out, but man, people drive fast there.
Yeah, yeah, even, even when the weather gets bad, people are like, oh, it's fine. And they're like, absolutely invincible.
It's snowing. People are driving 80, and I'm like, well, I'm going to make it. And people are like, right up on you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, you're not from here. And then just like,
I'm so glad you just said that.
I just thought I was crazy. That's what we're doing this for. Like, you got to get it out.
It's like yeah. one bugaboo. Yeah. Just not, I think I just spent too much time in the car.
He's probably going to say it's people are driving too slow. It's me. He's driving behind me.
Right. Sitting in the left lane. I got to go on the right to get around.
Can I uncover my ears now? All right. We have one final question. Any advice for incoming partners? Anything that you learned over the 6 months or a year and a half that you would like to share with them before they make the move to come to Ross?
I think the Google Calendar sharing is a lifesaver. I know that we say it and everyone says it, but it's so true. It's just so nice to see what's coming up. So then your life, it's easier to schedule and it's just lifesaver. Google Calendar, share it.
I think probably housing. Like our problem was that we didn't rent the place straight away when he got the offer to come here. And we wanted to come and see the places and decide. And by then, everything was taken already. So I think making this preparation before coming, because it's so busy. Like, people get accepted, and then they already get the places to live in. And so, yeah, I think that was something to prepare, right?
I think I would say reach out to people. Like, if you... Like, you're a partner and you're coming to town and you don't know anybody. I mean, just like I did when we came out here. You just reach out to people. I mean, everybody else is doing the same thing and everybody else wants to hang out. You know, like, nobody really wants to sit by themselves and not have friends. So you just got to reach out. Everybody else is trying to do the same. So just make a connection and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of fall into your groove. Takes a hot minute, but.
Definitely true.
Yeah.
Say yes to things. Even if you don't, you know, if it's out of your comfort zone, especially in the beginning, say yes to things.
Yeah. I think you really have to remember that this is your experience, too, as a partner. Mm-hmm. Like, even though they're the ones in class, you don't have to do the class part. So you can just do the fun parts, you know, go to a party, you go to the partner events, you know, make yourself available when you feel comfortable and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you all for sharing that. There was some good, there's a few ugly, but mostly good. So that's awesome to hear.
We are going to give away a free date night to the partner who knows their partner best. Marjace already promised me one for doing this show, so don't worry about me. But it'll just be you guys against each other.
All right. So before we get started, we can finally reveal who your partner is. All right. So we'll go around the table real quick. Please tell us your partner's name, how long you guys have been together, where did you guys meet, and the year they graduate, so we all know who they are. Eric, go ahead, Ben.
My partner's Andrea Kruszewski, MBA 2, obviously. She's graduating this year. Mm-hmm. Met in Denver on a, you know, very long bike ride. That was kind of our thing. Mm-hmm.
When you guys were on bike raids and, like, came together and met, like, that way? Or?
No, we, like, our first date was a bike ride.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you can put up with somebody, like, for 60 miles on a bike, sweating and looking gross, you could probably do it for longer.
That is the healthiest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Yeah, very right? Cool.
Get that ugly part out there or
yeah.
Start with, and it's good.
See, now I get the Risky Business reference earlier. You said you're ripping tickets for Risky Business.
One of the singers in Risky Business, yeah. So it's, I get to, I didn't want to put it out there for like the annoying part, which I mean, it's not that annoying, but I get to listen to her practice all the time. Which she's very good, so it's not that big a deal. But
okay, my partner is Leonardo Feng.
Yeah, Leo.
Yeah, he's MBA 2, graduating this year, 2019. We met in Sao Paulo, actually, friends in common. So, yeah.
My partner is Chloe Hole. She's an MBA 1, and we met in the Bay Area on a dating app. So digital love story. Nice. Here we are. and she graduates next year, but possibly the following year. She might be doing a dual program.
Oh, so, what?
School of Information.
School of Information. That's a very popular one.
Yeah.
All right, so here's how the game will work. We asked your MBA student partners a series of questions, and your goal is to match their answers. We'll ask the question, give you a minute to write it down on the board in front of you, and then we'll reveal the answers. You get 1 point each time you match the answer that your partner gave. If you have the most points at the end, da-da-da-da, you win a gift card to the lovely date night at
Isalita's.
Yeah. You guys excited?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has it even been?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Let's go.
Yeah, right?
Let's go now. All right, so are you all ready? Chris, do we have any music or something?
Oh, there's music.
All right. Let's start off easy. What section is your partner in?
Ooh, that's easy. Let us know when you're ready. Pins down. All right, we'll go right to left. Eric, what section is your partner in? 5. That is correct. Give him a point, Chris.
Perfect. I did the t-shirts for the section, so yeah. I feel like I should know this.
We're starting out easy. All right, we have section 3. Is that correct?
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
Try to do it now. Section 1.
Section 1.
She's right.
She's correct. All right. We said we're starting out easy. We said
it's definitely easy. An easy question.
All right. We will turn it up a little bit more. According to your partner, what is your partner's first job? What was their first job? Ooh.
Getting some thinking faces.
There's just so many ways this can go.
All right, pins down when you're ready.
Oh.
All right. We can go the other way. Larissa. Right.
She's pretty literal, so I would have guessed something different. But I'm going to go with what I think she would do.
Okay.
I think she met her actual first job, management consultant.
Consultant PwC. You got it. She said, or blogging with ESPN.
Okay.
I will leave that one alone.
Between you guys.
All right, next up.
Okay. He would say engineer at Promon.
Ooh. Mm. Care to elaborate on that? Any other title for this engineering position?
Engineer position. I don't know. Maybe trainee?
He says project management.
Oh.
No.
That is too difficult.
Too difficult.
I think she would have said her actual... God, I'm pretty sure this is her first job. Starbucks.
Hey!
You got it.
Nice.
Starbucks barista.
Oh, yeah. More specific.
Put some respect on the name. All right, next question.
All right. If your partner could only ever take you to one place in Ann Arbor for, like, a date night, where would they take you? Mm. Is there my wing?
Fingers are tapping.
some pins are not moving.
Are pins down? No.
All right, let's start with you, Larissa.
Okay, well.
It's not the longest.
Thank you. Thank you. Aventura in a movie?
Ooh. What is it?
It's called Mani.
Mani.
Yeah.
Have you been?
Yes, we've been. A lot. A lot. So, yeah. Great place.
Yes.
Yeah, great place.
All right, Allie.
The Rin?
Ooh.
Nope.
No.
Sadako?
Where?
Sadako? S-A-D-A-K-O?
Ah.
Have you been?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, see? Okay. What kind of food? Is it a restaurant?
Japanese.
Japanese.
Okay.
Very, is it good?
Very good. I think it's his favorite. But this is fancier, so I thought it's more
thought
special. But this is like more casual.
Okay.
Okay.
I went the same way.
We're on an MBA.
On an MBA salary.
Salary right now. Pre-MBA salary.
All right. What you got, Eric?
So this was a tough one because I was thinking about like what I might want to do and then what she might want to do. But she's such a foodie and everything. I said Vinology.
I love that place. We've been there before, but...
That's not what she said.
Oh my God, I bet she said Holmes.
Last word.
Oh, good choice.
What? Last word? Whiskey Wednesdays?
Yeah, that would have been it. That's good.
Was that 0 points? All around. Wow, that was a tough one. Gotta go on more dates.
Figure it out, guys.
We gotta go on more dates. Is that what it is?
We just go all over the place. Nowhere is, like, that consistent. Right. Well, I mean, consistent, but...
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think we always end up at a different place, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Typically.
There's so many choices.
You took the words right out of my mouth. All right, well, you guys can all redeem yourself on this one. Let's say your partner is triple booked. They have to read a case for class. They have a club event. And they have skeeps. Which of these three did you say your partner would do? Triple booked, read a case, skeeps, or a club event? Which one would they do? All right, I see pens down. This was multiple choice. So you have 33% chance of getting it right, even if it was just guessing. Eric, are you done writing this pen down? All right, you're up first, man.
I will say case.
You are correct.
Nice.
Very good. She's in section 5?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart section. Smart section.
She's not like a big skeeps person, so it kind of was like 50-50.
Okay.
It's not one or the other.
Allie?
Totally case.
Of course. Leo's a genius. Great job. 2 for 2. Are we going 3 for 3?
I might get this wrong.
Uh-oh. What's up?
I'm going to get it wrong, I think.
What did you say?
It was between club or case, and then I was trying to put my head into Chloe's head, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's like, I can read the case at a different time, so now I put club, but it's going to be case.
No, it's not. You went with club.
Yes. Yes.
That is redemption. That was a redemption round right there.
Redemption round.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right, next question. What has been your partner's most difficult class at Ross?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if she'll say it.
Right? We were discussing this question beforehand, and I don't even think she got in my top 3 with my toughest classes.
No.
Because that's when I'm always not around, my toughest classes. I'm heads in the
right.
books.
You're just
you know?
Studying, yeah. Are you reading, or are you just in the winter garden?
Yeah.
Like, all nights.
So...
All right. Are we done?
Yep.
Can we start this way with Larissa?
All right. Just, okay. I said negotiations.
Negotiations.
What a mouthful. She didn't say that.
That
is not what she said.
She didn't want to say it.
This is the truth. She's
she
not telling the truth.
She didn't want to say it. What'd she say?
MO512.
Yes.
Okay. Like, I knew what that was. Good
MO
one.
MO is very tough. Managerial organizations or management organizations, stuff like that. It was a very tough class.
Literally never said a word about it.
Really?
So that must be why.
Wait, is that negotiation?
It's so hard to hear.
No, that's not negotiation.
What it was.
Chris is fact checking this real quick to see the numbers. I can't remember what 512 is. I don't think it's negotiation.
Memo 512 is actually bargaining and influence skills, negotiation strategy in a global economy.
Instant replay comes back. Ding, ding, ding. Right. Give her a point. Yeah. Very nice.
All right, Allie.
Okay, I put marketing.
I've got valuation.
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
I am currently in valuations. It's a very tough class. Marketing's fun. It's the fluffy stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Not that bad.
All right, let's see if Eric gets it.
I think this was her, like, pre-class, but it was still like a class. Statistics?
Not quite. We've got finance.
Finance, yes.
Okay.
Finance.
Excuse me, finance.
All right. Next question. Did I ask the last one or you asked the last one?
I did.
All right, so I'm up. Oh, I love this question. I came up with this one too. Who is your partner's Ross BFF? Best friend forever at Ross. Thought it was a good question. Who do you think my Ross BFF is, babe?
I said Kevin Phoebe.
Kevin
Phoebe. That was an
inside joke.
Shout out
to K-Money. What's up?
I don't know.
All right, pins down. Do we have it? Do we have it?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I think we'll start Eric's way.
Andrew. She's got a lot of close friends, but I'm going to say Andy Tran.
Andy Tran, solid.
Wow.
Shout out to Andy.
Right on it.
Give him a point. Give him a point.
Okay, I put Timur.
Oh, Tim, he's cool. Actually put nobody.
Really?
He said that he loves all rosters equally and that he could not choose a BFF. That's his fault. He should have wrote it.
Like some diplomatic answer.
I also don't think she would pick one person, so by default, I just put Soojin. Oh.
You always get a point if you put Soojin, but she also put none, so I'll give you a point for that.
It totally counts.
Oh my gosh. Wow, very PC.
All right.
Okay. So for our next question, what is your partner's favorite memory of their time at Ross?
Favorite many other time at Ross. Just the whole time here. Doesn't have to specifically be a Ross event. Yeah. All right, I think are we good? Are we good across the board?
Let's shoot up the middle first and do Allie.
Okay. Having our baby?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was adorable.
That's a layup.
I was really hoping for that.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's so cute, just like it. All right, Larissa, what'd you get?
Well, I said the bus.
Game days?
Oh.
Game days, I'll give it to her. Yeah.
I shortened it for the card. It was game days at the bus.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah.
I gotta go to the judges for you, because they
really got it, because she's so damn literal.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right, Eric.
Even though I think it's come with its challenges, I'm going to say risky business.
Not quite. Section 5, Friendsgiving.
Was that a good night?
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had our Friendsgiving too. Section 3.
Yeah.
And it was a really good time.
Yeah. Lots of fun. Good food.
It'd be in my top 5 for sure. Mm. I think. Do you know what my number one is?
Skeeps.
Not even close. I would say Boyne.
Yeah, Boyne's amazing.
Boyne was awesome. Cool. I learned how to ski. And first year I learned how to ski. This year I did not fall once. And I went on some blue diamonds or blue circles, whatever they're called. So I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, and I was taking ski lessons.
And she was taking ski lessons. Looked so cute.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chris, can we get the score before our final question?
Sure.
All right, so we have Eric has 4, Allie has 3, and Larissa has 6.
Wow.
Ooh, all right. So maybe we'll turn this up a little bit. Can this be, you can wager an amount. Can we do it like Jeopardy style? Wager
Jeopardy.
An amount for the last question. I would say the category is miscellaneous. Very specific. So put your wagers down before you know what the question is, and I will read the question. So do the pin down thing once you put in your bets.
Going for it.
All right. Bye, which of these did your partner say they would rather watch? Brian Johnson, rapping and breakdancing. He is in our admissions team. Soo Jin, singing in the business school band. Or Dean Scott DeRue, doing spoken word in Poetry Slam. We got it? We got it. All right, so just to remind the audience, we can either see Brian Johnson rapping and breakdancing. And he actually dropped an album before, too, just so you know. Soo Jin singing in the B-School band, or Dean DeRue doing some spoken word. All right. Eric, you're up first. First, how much did you wager?
I wagered four.
Four. All right. Going big. And what was your answer?
I said Soo Jin singing in the band.
The answer is Soo Jin singing in a band. Of course, of course. Yeah. A risky business. That seemed too easy.
Just bank on that. Yeah. Risky business.
Risky business. All right, so you doubled up. You're at eight.
Yes.
If I did my math correct. Allie,
okay.
You are up.
I think he's the third.
Third one. You think he wants to see Dean DeRue doing some spoken word?
Yeah.
How much did you wager?
Four.
You're only allowed to wager three.
Okay.
Three. Doesn't matter. She got it right. Double those points. Dean DeRue doing spoken word. So she's at six. I would love to see that. He's so well, he articulates his words very well. Mm. So I'd like to see him do some spoken words. Can he rhyme, though? Mm. That's the question.
That might be the deeper part of this.
That's the deeper part. All right. Larissa, who had a commanding lead? What did you wager?
I wagered four.
Four,
I'm not
okay.
Feeling great.
But. All right. Okay. Which one did you say?
I said Dean DeRue doing spoken word.
It is Soo Jin singing in the band.
You're
paying
for dinner.
We've seen it.
Oh, man. We have seen it, too.
We haven't seen the other one.
Oh, man. All right.
It's 50-50.
Final score is, I got the piece of paper passed to me. Eric, 8. Whew. Allie, 6. And Larissa betting a little too much with 2. Oh. Eric, congratulations. Yay. Yeah, slow cap. What do you think? Would you like to say anything? Thank anybody?
I'd like to thank all those nights of me listening to Risky Business practice. Paid off in this.
Yes.
That's probably about it.
That's it?
All right. Awesome.
Well, before we go, any final words to your significant other, to your partner, to the Ross community, to the partner community? Anything you want to say?
Go blue.
I think thank you for this opportunity. I think it was a very, very good time for, like, get to know more of other people's perspectives. And thank you for my husband for having the same thought as me for actually one question. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.
I guess thank you the whole Ross community, all the partners and all the MBAs and all the partners that are kind of hanging out and making things fun.
I want to say thank you to all you guys. This has been a very fun time. Thank you for allowing me into your partner's meeting, crashing the party. But it was very cool to be able to get to learn a little bit more about you guys and hear your stories. So, congratulations once again to our winner, Eric. I hope you and Andrea have a fantastic time. That's all the time we have today. Thank you for joining us.
Business Beyond Usual is brought to you by the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. Executive producers are Marjay Snickerdoodle Miles, Sheila Lal, and Christopher Enke. And for this episode, me, Virginia Miles. Our team of MBA producers includes Leslie Chang, Dylan Corey, Jamel Curler, Adam Fasher, Andreas Fuentes Affleck, Charlie Grant, and Jason Rock.
Jonah Brockman did our recording and editing today. Thank you, Jonah. And thank you all for listening. And until next time,
I'm Virginia.
And I'm Marjay's. And this is Business Beyond Usual.